When it comes to weight management, we tend to focus on what we eat, but Noom's approach puts the focus on why we eat. That's a game changer. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up today.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Monday, August 14th edition. Hope you all had a great weekend. The Sunday night baseball game is wrapping up right now as we set to record. So action all over the place. PGA had a playoff. Glover back-to-back weeks. Fun times there. Baseball is cracking. We got NFL preseason. It's busy. Football's back, unfortunately, for us baseball fans. But, hey, we love them both. So hope you guys had a great weekend. You can find me on Twitter at BDentrick, B-D-E-N-T-R-E-K. We've got an eight-game slate for you on Monday. The totals we have for now: Yankees, Braves, 9. A's, Cardinals, 8.5. Angels, Rangers, 9. Mariners, Royals, 9. We're waiting on 4 more totals. So that's all we got for now. But the picks, let's go DK picks. Pitching on this slate, interesting pitching slate, because you can make some arguments here. Not in love with a lot, but you can make arguments, put it that way. Like Max Scherzer's $11,000 at home against Los Angeles, Angels of Anaheim. Scherzer's been great. He's gotten you 20-plus points in 3 straight starts in 4 of his last 5. He's been very, very good. His 2 starts with the Rangers, he's put in 13 innings, 4 runs, 15 Ks. He has 6 or more Ks and 5 straight starts. He's doing everything you want to do. Mad Max has been absolutely outstanding. Goes up against an Angels team, striking out over 27% of the time over the last month versus righties, hitting .244 with a .190 average. So if you want to pay for Max, fine. I'm not going to tell you no. It's kind of like the Spencer Strider discussion, minus $1,000. But Max is going to have to get you that 25-plus points, and he's done it the last 2 starts. If he does it again, you're okay. So we'll see how Mad Max does there. Max Fried at 94 is interesting against the Yankees. Fried struggled late in his last start. His second start since coming off the IL, but it's still good to see him getting strikeouts and whatnot. He's facing a Yankees team, 21.3% K rate, .283 average, .28 ISO. Maybe you pass on Fried this time around against the Yankees as they're slowly heating up. Still a team you can pick on, but slowly heating up. So after that, though, I'm looking at guys like Yu Darvish against the Orioles. Maybe I can see the appeal. Darvish has been pretty solid, but not ceiling great in a while. It's been about 3 starts for that. He's getting you 16 points back-to-back starts, which is good. Is the $8,700 good in cash? Yeah. And otherwise, not so much. Brady Singer, $7,900 at home against the Seattle Mariners. I'm in. 17 points last time, 28, 22, 24, 17. Brings a great floor, at least 5 innings, 2 in runs or less, or 3 in runs or less, and 4 straight starts. It's all about the strikeouts. It's been 4, 4, 10, 9. If he can somehow get the strikeouts up, he's in for a big night. At worst, looks like he's still in for good ratios and a good floor. And now he's facing Seattle Mariners team we love to pick on, especially the right-handed pitching. 27% K rate, .250 average, .203 ISO. So Singer at 79, we're on board with. J.P. Sears is interesting at 74 in tournaments. It's been rough, 4 innings, 4 earned his last time out. He had a couple good starts prior to that. So if you want to get real crazy in a tournament, I get it. Otherwise, I drop down farther here. The likes of Miles Mikolas, $7,000 at home against the Oakland Athletics. This should be a popular play. Mikolas coming off back-to-back 7 innings, 2 earned runs in both starts, 12 total strikeouts, which has been great to see. Strikeouts are always a bugaboo with Mikolas. He's gotten them in the last 2 starts. Now he gets to face an Oakland Athletics team where, yeah, sign us up. We love this. 25.5% K rate, .213 average, .186 ISO versus righties over the last month. So Mikolas at 7,000 is worth a look. Grayson Rodriguez, $6,400 at the San Diego Padres. Grayson, you know, he scuffled last time because he didn't strike any guys out, only 4 Ks. But prior to that, you know, it's been 12, 16, 19, 17. He's putting up really, really good production. Houston, Toronto, Yankees, Tampa Bay. That's not an easy way to go either. Grayson looks very good since getting recalled to join the Orioles. Now he gets a San Diego Padres team in Petco Park that strikes out 20% of the time versus righties, hitting .238 with a .183 ISO. So for a $6,400 punt, I'm cool with that with Grayson Rodriguez. Other than that, the other one you're going to see is Emerson Hancock, $4,000. The Mariners at Kansas City. Hancock threw 87 pitches, 5 innings, 1 run, 3 Ks. If he's going to throw close to 90 pitches, 4 Ks, stupid. This is the dumbest price tag I've seen in a long time. He should be severely, like heavily owned. He's facing a KC team, 20% K rate or 19.5% percent K rate versus righties, 276 average, 197 ISO. Kansas City is playing much better. We talk about him on the show all the time as value plays. It might be worth having a Kansas City stack just for the fact that Hancock should not be 4K, knowing that he's stretched out. They're going to let him go close to 85 to 90 pitches. It's a good matchup. At worst, make him like 54 or 55. Like, don't make him 4K. It's silly in this regard. So Hancock should be very, very popular on this slate. So recapping the pitching, I got Scherzer at 11,000, Brady Singer at 79, Mikolas at 7,000, Grayson at 64, and Hancock at 4K. I've been kind of punting pitching for the most part of late, just because you can get all the bats, and there's been so much offense. I want the good bats type situation. We'll see. Let's take a look at the bats right after this.
There's no I in team, but there is one in Indeed, and that's the hiring platform that you need to build yours. When you're hiring, you need Indeed. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed's a powerful hiring platform that can help you do it all. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it makes hiring all in one place so easy, because Indeed does the hard work for you. They show you the candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit your description immediately after you post, so you can hire faster. Join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Offer good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. And support the show by saying that you heard it on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Fads come and go, and nowhere more than in the world of weight loss. That's why Noom has created weight management programs that are made to last. Noom uses science and personalization so you can manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. And they help you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have those cravings. Noom's personalized courses are easy to follow and will help grow your confidence with tools you can put into practice on day one. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. And based on a sample of 4,272 Noomers, 98% say Noom helps change their habits and behaviors for good. So stop chasing health trends and join the millions who have lost weight with Noom. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
All right, let's talk about the bats on this 8-game Monday slate. Catcher's position for you. Now, Sean Murphy probably gets a day off after catching on Sunday. It's been every other day between him and Travis d'Arnaud. But we'll go down farther here. If you are fading Singer, Cal Raleigh's 45. If you want to fade Hancock, Salvi Perez is 44. I like that Salvi Perez play in a fade of Hancock in that scenario. Going down farther, got Travis d'Arnaud's 43 in that matchup. Wilson Contreras is very hot right now. I put him on the cheat sheet of late. He's $3,600 for J.P. Sears. I love that price tag for Contreras. Same with Mitch Garver at 35 versus Sandoval. I know Jonah Heim's coming back. He's $3,400. He was in the lineup. But Garver versus the lefty Sandoval at 35 is outstanding. Wilson Contreras at 36, great as well. Some more Kansas City love here. Freddie Fermin is $3,400 versus Hancock. We like that quite a bit. And then savings-wise, below 3K, if Kisner catches for St. Louis, he's $2,900 versus Sears. He'd be one to have on your radar. Other than that, I'm not looking at too much cheap-wise outside of that range of Mitch Garver at 35 and Wilson Contreras at 36. That's kind of the value I'm looking at catcher right now. First base, Shohei versus Scherzer. That's going to be a fun one. But Olsen versus Schmidt. Schmidt's been really good at ratio, so it's going to be an interesting matchup to see how that one pans out. But Olsen, $6,500, just a monster. Yeah, Goldie at 58 versus the lefty Sears. That's intriguing. Very, very intriguing in that matchup. Pete Alonso, big mate Pete, $5,400 versus Quinn Priester. Priester's not good. He's not good. Mets are playing the evening game, so we'll see how that translates out if they they stay home at least. Pittsburgh comes to them. But big mate Pete at 54 could be in for a very, very fun one. You got Christian Walker and Coors at $5,200 versus Flexen. That's nice. We got a full week of Coors and a full week of Great American this week. So I think it's 5 games for Great American and 6 games in Coors. So should be fun there. After Christian Walker, Salvi Perez is $4,400 first base catcher eligibility there. Going down even farther, I'm curious to see Tyler Glasnow's situation. Like, we'll listen more to that on Monday when more news comes out. But you got Eliezer Montero at $3,400 versus Merrill Kelly and Coors. He's one if he's in the lineup to keep an eye on. Ryan O'Hearn, if you're fading Darvish at $3,000, maybe. I'm just not looking to fade Darvish. I don't think I have to get that cute. Maybe you do, but I don't think we do. Other than that, though, there's not a ton down here. It's pretty top-heavy at first base, kind of like it is a catcher. Second base position on this slate, you got Semien at 61. Albies at $6,000, both great plays if you want to go there. You got Ketel Marte and Coors at 57. Halsun Kim versus Grayson at 49. I love Kim even as a one-off versus Grayson. But the guy I'm looking to right now, if you're not using Mikolas, Zach Geloff at $4,500. I've been raving about him for weeks now, not just on this show, everywhere. He double-donged on Sunday. Pretty big fan of what Geloff's doing at $4,500. Going down farther, though, it's Nolan Gorman versus lefty at 43. Could be a contrarian play. I'm not in love with it, though. But if you're stacking up St. Louis heavy, Gorman should get a little attention. Michael Massey's $3,000 versus Hancock. That's a nice little value there, as Massey's been playing really well, hitting about third most games for the Royals. So he'd be one to keep an eye on. Going down farther now, not a much. This is going to be an interesting slate. Let's see the lineups come out, see what value pops up. But right now, most everything's above $3,000 and sometimes above $3,500. Third base on this slate, Riley at 62 is outstanding, but Arenado at 56, good value versus Sears. St. Louis might be the pivot off of Coors for me for now. We'll see. You got McMahon and Coors at 46 versus Kelly. I like that. If you're fading Singer, Eugenio Suarez is $3,900. Ezekiel Duran versus a lefty at 38 is enticing. Cabrian Hayes is starting to hit well again. Power is always an issue with Cabrian Hayes, but doubles are there. Batting average is there. Speed is there for Cabrian Hayes. He's $3,800 versus Cookie Carrasco. That could be a nice Pittsburgh could be a nice little small stack to be contrarian if you need to. The guy Cabrian Hayes at $3,800 would be a guy I'd have circled as a starter there. Going down farther, you got Mike Moustakas at 34 versus Scherzer. If you want to be different, I get, like, I love Moose. I'm just not looking to fade Scherzer. Farther down the list here, below $3,000. Let's see if we got anything on this one. Not much. This is an interesting, like, Matt Duffy's first base, third base. He's $2,000. He's been starting a lot. So if he's in the lineup at $2,000 versus Hancock, that is a very good value. I just don't know if he's starting. So very interesting stuff here, the pricing on this Monday slate. Shortstop, Corey Seager, 63 versus Sandoval. Cool. Love me Bobby Witt at 59. He's been just straight in fuego. Lindor at 51 versus Priester. Again, the Mets could be very, very sneaky in this one. Going below $5,000 now, Ezekiel Tovar and Coors at 43 versus Kelly is on the board there. Ezekiel Duran at 38 versus Sandoval is another one to look at. Geraldo Perdomo is $4,100. Probably leading off Arizona against Flexen and Coors. That would be one to look at 41 for Perdomo. Below $3,000, though, Pagero of Pittsburgh's $2,800. He's second base shortstop. Forgot to mention him at second base. He's second base shortstop. He had a nice little day on Sunday. They had a doubleheader, but he hit the ball pretty, pretty good. So keep an eye on Pagero at $2,800 if you need a punt. Nicky Lopez of Atlanta's 26 if he creeps in the lineup somehow. But other than that, I'm not in love with anything else that's down here right now. Outfield position. You got Acuna at 67. Always great. Otani, sure. Judge versus Freed. No problem. But Corbin Carroll at $6,000 and Coors against Flexen's awesome. Adelis Garcia versus Sandoval at 58 is very, very nice as well. J-Rod is crushing it. He's 55 versus Singer, so I'm on board with that. Giancarlo's versus Fried in a tournament at 46. Okay. I like Lars Nootbaar. I know it's lefty-lefty. I don't care. Nootbaar's $4,500 and crushing these days. Nolan Jones and Coors at 45 is too cheap in that matchup. Brandon Nimmo's only 43 versus Priester. That's a really good look. Brian Reynolds went deep on Sunday. He's 43 versus Carrasco. I like that as well. Going down to the low fours and into the threes now. You got guys like Tyler O'Neill versus Sears at 37. That's pretty, pretty nice. You got below that, like Teoscar Hernandez, maybe Leody Tavares, maybe. If you're stacking up those teams, that's when those guys come into play. I'm not looking to one off either one of Tavares or Teoscar, but both are a part of their team stacks for sure. Low $3,000 now. Harrison Bader at 33 versus Freed. Jack Sawinski at 33 versus Carrasco is very, very nice. I like that. MJ Melendez is swinging it and swinging it well. He's $3,100 versus Hancock, so I'm on board with MJ at that price again. Kansas City value is pretty, pretty nice on this slate. Going below $3,000 now, you're going to have a few. Alec Thomas and Coors, $2,900 versus Flexen. Nelson Velasquez, I was talking about him on over the weekend. Hope you guys enjoyed. He homered on Friday and Saturday. He's $2,700 versus Hancock. They called him up when Drew Waters went on the bereavement list, so keep an eye on that situation. That could change at any moment. Nicky Lopez getting an outfield shortstop at 26 at a monster weekend. There is Drew Waters at 25 if he's in the lineup. He came back from the bereavement on Sunday. So Velasquez, I apologize. Let me click on his name to make sure they keep him up. I imagine they sent him back down. They did not say. Interesting. But Drew Waters did get reactivated on Sunday. Edward Olivares was sent to AAA, so Velasquez is sticking around. There we go. So Drew Waters will be playing at 25, Velasquez at 27. Edward Olivares, bye-bye. So that's good stuff there. And then after that, there'll be a few guys here and there, but nothing that stands out immediately at the position. All right, recapping your pitching on this slate, Scherzer at 11K is awesome. If you want to go there, totally cool with that. Just expensive. You got Singer at 79, Mikolas at 7,000, Grayson at 64, and then you got Hancock at 4K, which is just silly. My goodness, Matt Olson just went deep again. This guy is just 43rd home run of the season. Sorry. It's just ridiculous what he's doing right now. But like my main builds, like Mikolas, Grayson, I'm loving that price point right there. It's a lot of fun. Now, if you're stacking things up, the Mets versus Priester and even Pittsburgh versus Carrasco are very interesting, especially one-off type value plays. Atlanta's always in play. I'm not looking to target Clark Schmidt, but Atlanta's always in play. St. Louis versus J.P. Sears, I like a lot. Texas versus Sandoval, I like a lot as well. So those are two of my favorite stacks outside of Coors. Arizona and Colorado are both great. Arizona versus Flexen is outstanding. So if you had to like St. Louis, Texas, Arizona, Colorado, kind of in that order. And then Kansas City against Hancock to be contrarian, I'm becoming a big fan of as well. So we'll see how it goes. 8-game slate. We'll check lineups for value. Not a ton of immediate value outside of the outfield, maybe a catcher here and there. But it should be fun. You might not need it with the pitching we're targeting. And we'll see how that goes. If you have any questions, I'm on Twitter at BDNtrick. You can find me in the Gain of the Edge Fantasy Discord, putting my cheat sheet out there Monday through Friday. But for now, this was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Monday, August 14th edition. I'm out.
Looking for a fun way to win up to 25 times your money this football season? Test your skills on Prize Picks, the most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. Just select two or more players, pick more or less on their projection for a wide variety of statistics, and place your entry. It's as easy as that. If you have the skills, you can turn $10 into $250 with just a few taps. Easy gameplay, quick withdrawals, and an enormous selection of players and stat options are what make Prize Picks the number one daily fantasy sports app. Ready to test your skills? Join the Prize Picks community of more than 7 million football fans who have already signed up. Right now, Prize Picks will match your first deposit up to $100. Just visit prizepicks.com/get100. And use code GET100. That's code GET100 at prizepicks.com/get100 for a first deposit match up to $100. PrizePicks, daily fantasy sports made easy.